In the Gaza Strip today, Palestinian and Egyptian officials met with leaders of the Islamist Hamas faction in hopes of securing a halt to the group's attacks against Israelis. Palestinian Authority officials say they're hopeful a ceasefire could be announced in the coming days, but Hamas spokesmen say such a move could only come if Israel meets certain conditions, including stopping its attempts to kill the group's leaders. And Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon says peace is impossible as long as, quote, terror runs rampant. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In Gaza City, Egyptian security officials met with Hamas founder Sheikh Ahmed Yassin and other leaders, pressing the case that a ceasefire is in the Palestinian national interest. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, vilified by Hamas for his comments at the Aqaba summit, also traveled to Gaza to resume the dialogue. There was no immediate breakthrough, but officials gave a positive reading to the ongoing talks. Hamas spokesman Mahmoud al-Zahar said the group wants international guarantees that a ceasefire will mean an end to Israeli airstrikes and incursions.
We don't trust the American, we don't trust the Israeli, but we trust the Egyptian and we trust ourselves. But up to this moment, we give no answer. We are going to discuss, to study, and to give our answer at the proper time.
Zahar said the proper time could come in the next day or so, and Palestinian Authority officials emphasized the fact that the Palestinian truce talks were back on track. Foreign Minister Nabil Shaath attended a meeting in Luxembourg at which European Union officials debated the merits of listing Hamas as a terrorist organization and sending an international peacekeeping force to the region. Shaath said Palestinians would welcome such a force and it shouldn't be ruled out.
Of course, if everything succeeds in the next 2 days and the Israelis accept their responsibility to end assassinations, killing, destruction, and incursions and abide by a ceasefire in compliance to the roadmap, as our people will do, then there will be no need now for international force. But if nothing else succeeds, I would like to see this remain as a viable potential, as a viable possibility in order to save lives and to move us forward to the full imposition of peace.
Israel fiercely objects to international peacekeepers and has little patience for a ceasefire that defense officials argue will only provide Hamas breathing space to rearm and to train new suicide bombers. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State John Wolf met with Sharon and Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom tonight to hear Israel's objections to the 3-year roadmap launched in Aqaba. In a brief appearance before reporters, Wolf said he would be making few public comments, devoting his time to private discussions. Earlier in the day, in a speech to the Israeli parliament, Sharon defended the recent rash of missile strikes that critics said were killing whatever chance of success the roadmap had. Yesterday, an 8-year-old Palestinian girl died of wounds she suffered in the failed attempt to kill Hamas spokesman Abdelaziz Rantisi. Today, Sharon said the civilian deaths weren't intentional, but he argued that such Israeli attacks amounted to progress. Our fight against terror is not to distance peace, said Sharon, but to bring peace closer. We are heading towards peace. We will go after and reach all who initiate terror at any time and at any place until we achieve victory. Opposition lawmakers who had called on Sharon to make today's speech believe such talk of victory will only lead to rising body counts on both sides and will drive away the Bush administration and other potential mediators. For now, the focus remains on stopping the violence and trying, against all odds, to revive public trust in the peace process. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.